This is WWTC Program Director Robert Berglund. Radio has a news quality that no other medium has been able to provide. Immediacy. We can't show you the news, and we can't spend tomorrow delving into every conceivable angle of yesterday's news. What we can do best is get you the news fast. Being first is very important to us at News Radio, and I'm proud to say we usually are first in reporting the big stories of the day. Listeners help us immeasurably in that effort through our news tip line. A lot of radio stations don't believe in the concept of news tips from listeners, but we do. Some of our best stories have come from listeners who saw news happening and called us. And each week, we award a $25 savings account to someone as thanks for helping us report news first. When we add you, the listener, our staff becomes almost limitless. WWTC News Radio, the Twin Cities' most important radio station.
We will be back for the final 25-minute stretch of TC Talk Line. Friday evening, Saturday morning style, those lines stay full. We will be back following the news coming up next from WWTC at 12:30. Winds are calm and the temperature reading 70 degrees and the skies are clear. WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul, 12:30.
70 degrees in the Twin Cities. Good evening, I'm Ron Beckman, and this is July 15th. Our metro forecast is calling for clear to partly cloudy this morning with a chance of an isolated thundershower. Clear to partly cloudy today through Sunday. Chance of a few brief showers or thunderstorms tonight into Sunday. Low this morning, low 60s. High today and Sunday, upper 80s. Lows tonight, mid-60s. The winds will be west to northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour Saturday. Probability of measurable rain, 20% tonight. Minneapolis police report that 7 or 8 people were arrested during a minor riot Friday evening in front of our WWTC studios. About 25 demonstrators were protesting an appearance on TC Talkline by Steve Martinson, a local Nazi organizer. When Martinson arrived at the studio shortly after 10 o'clock, violence erupted. Police broke up the demonstration and made the arrest. Some of the protesters identified themselves as members of the Progressive Labor Party, which they say is a militant communist organization. The administrator of the Federal Disaster Assistance Administration says the minimum on federal grants to disaster victims may be increased, but William Wilcox warns victims have to fight too much red tape to get any money at all. And Paul Newberg from Fargo has more on that story.
William Wilcox, administrator of the Federal Disaster Assistance Administration, and Senator Muriel Humphrey toured the tornado-ravaged Gary vicinity today. Wilcox says his office is working to lessen some of the paperwork.
We're trying the best we can to reduce that red tape, reduce the number of forms that disaster victims have to deal with. I'd be quick to concede there are right now just too many forms that disaster victims have to deal with, but we know it.
Wilcox says Congress and the White House are currently considering whether federal grants to disaster victims should be increased above the present $5,000 maximum. The administrator says the government has significantly reduced the time it takes to get a regional disaster declaration to the president's desk. Mrs. Humphrey told newsmen she's amazed at the people's spirit in and around Gary.
What we saw was a tremendous amount of neighborly cooperative helping one another, which is the best thing that can happen.
Senator Humphrey says she'd be willing to introduce legislation to improve the federal disaster program. Paul Newberg for WWTC News, Fargo.
70 degrees in the Twin Cities. Officials at the Martin County Law Enforcement Center in Fairmont say 5 funnel clouds were sighted in the southern Minnesota County this evening with 2 tornado touchdowns. No damage was reported in Minnesota, but across the border near Esterville, Iowa, a building was damaged. Officials also said a soybean field was damaged in northern Iowa. The Minnesota Department of Economic Security says that persons whose earnings have been interrupted as a result of natural disasters must file claims for disaster unemployment assistance by August 11th. Farmers and others who are self-employed may be eligible for benefits if they were unable to work because of recent floods or tornadoes. And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says a research firm has concluded that development of a major peat mining operation on the Red Lake Indian Reservation may harm the environment and be opposed by area residents. The study was done by the Walter Butler Company and was commissioned by the DNR as part of a $1.25 million study of a state policy for peat use. The Minnesota Supreme Court today ruled that an insurance policy requiring physical contact between a hit-and-run vehicle and an insured vehicle as a condition of uninsured motorist coverage is invalid. The court affirmed a Norman County District ruling and rejected an appeal by the State Farm Mutual Insurance Company that hit-and-run can only mean some form of physical contact. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office says one person was killed this afternoon when a small single-engine plane crashed and burned north of Fergus Falls Airport. The identity of the victim has not been released. Eyewitness Mark Peterson said the plane crashed in his cornfield about 3:30 this afternoon. Peterson says the plane struck the ground, bounced about 200 feet, and then burst into flames. The Baltimore Orioles defeated the Minnesota Twins 5-1 Friday night in Baltimore as Twins slugger Rod Carew drew within one hit of the 2,000-hit career mark. A forecast once again, clear to partly cloudy this morning with a chance of an isolated thunder shower. Clear to partly cloudy today through Sunday. Chance of a few brief showers or thunderstorms tonight into Sunday. Lows this morning, low 60s. Highs today and Sunday, upper 80s. Lows tonight, mid 60s. The winds will be west to northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour on Saturday. That's today. Probability of measurable rain, 20% tonight. Currently 70 degrees. I'm Ron Beckman, WWTC News Radio.
This is WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Next final 25 minutes of TC Talk Line coming along. You will listen. That is an order. On the other hand, there are those nights when you sit here and you're lucky to get any calls at all, so I better count my blessings. The lines have been absolutely packed since about 10 o'clock, and all sorts of things are happening during the news breakout. Some of our reporters and other people around the station peer out of the windows and downstairs, and somebody just came in and said, "Boy, you should see the traffic pattern going on outside on 2nd Avenue in front of the station." I said, "What's happening?" Apparently a lot of cars out there, and they're driving slowly, and of course they're looking at some of the debris, which is still in evidence in front of the building, left from the, National, what was the name of that other funny party?
Progressive Labor Party.
Progressive Labor Party. And they're the ones, somebody called me a day or two ago and tried to give me a very hard time. "I should not allow you to be on the air." And I imagine that you've heard that before. "I should not allow you to be on the air." And then they went in with some other things and started calling me a capitalist creep. And I said, "Well, frankly, that's just not the way I run the show, and please go to..." And that was it, and went on to other things. But they were there, about 15, 20, 25 people, and apparently they were fairly hostile.
That's correct.
Who'd you get the most problem from, the protesters or possibly the Minneapolis police?
No, the protesters. No, the
protesters.
Police just tried to move in and break things up.
Yeah. I talked to some of the police well before you arrived on the scene, identified myself. I said, "I don't know what this gentleman looks like, but he's going to be trying to get in the front door, and if you could be of any assistance," and apparently they were. Okay, a lot of things I could bring up. I'm not going to necessarily at this point in time. Let's move ahead and start taking some of those calls. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to talk to our guest. I had a question about, according to the Nazi Party, they want to send all the blacks...